Tucked away on Zhekezova Street in Prague's old town, Café Montmartre is one of the city's oldest coffee houses. While it looks rather unassuming from the outside, the former cabaret has a fascinating history. Famous writers such as Franz Kafka and Egon Erwin Kisch are said to have spent many a wild night here, and Café Montmartre continues to draw artists, writers, and actors. I spoke to owner Eva Nesvarpova about the cafe's history, its guests, and its upcoming anniversary.
The origins came back to, let's say, the end of the 19th century and beginning of the 20th century. Even before, there was sort of pub or sort of hostel also for people coming to Prague and trying to find rooms to stay. And later on, there was a man who opened so-called Montmartre. It was in 1912. And he called the place Montmartre because he liked very much Paris and Paris-like cafes and pubs and wine cellars. So this was the biggest era of Montmartre, the highest, you know, highlights were all the people who were attending very crazy evenings, soirees.
What kind of guests came in those days? Some, maybe some important names who spent some time here.
Well, they were mainly writers. I would say they were Czech, German, and Jewish writers who were coming to Montmartre. There was, of course, Kafka, who was coming also to this place, and many others, Urs Dill, and between Czechs, there was Egon Erwin Kisch, the most famous, who was even practicing some dances in Montmartre, because Montmartre was the place where they were dancing tango for the first time in Prague, or even in the Empire, because it was before Czechoslovakia.
And are there any recordings, pictures, anything left from that time that has been preserved?
When we reopened Montmartre, because it was closed for about 50 years, it was just a warehouse of paper. And then the whole building was repaired, reconstructed, and we reopened it in 2000. So, and we will celebrate in September 100 years of Montmartre. So we try to find all possible photographs and anything what could remind people old days of Montmartre. It means furniture mainly. So we have furniture from 20s, mainly tables and sofas and also lighting. And as far as for photographs, we have a whole collection of pictures from the National Museum of Prague.
Great, that sounds really interesting. And may I ask you, back in the day, as you mentioned, during the kind of golden era of Montmartre, of course, there were many famous guests. Are there other famous Czechs who come here now, or what kind of guests do you get these days?
I think that we quite succeeded to renew this bohemian surrounding, and also we created a special place for nowadays bohemians. So we have a whole group of surrealists who come regularly every Thursday night. Then we have a group of architects and graphic designers who come every Friday night. And then, of course, many, many other people. We have a lot of, let's say, actors, because we are just next to the Academy of Theater, so they are coming, I mean, young people who are studying either scenography or acting, as well as their professors who come regularly every day. They are our daily guests.
And do you ever still get those wild nights like you had back in the 20s?
Unfortunately, this is totally different from 100 years ago, because this is a very strange thing in Prague, that almost all the restaurants or wine cellars, cafes, have to be closed by midnight, and so do we. And it means that there are no more wild, wild nights. Of course, that we have a lot of different activities where people celebrate in either birthdays or publishing books. This happens very often at Montmartre. But it's quite different because at those times there were no TV, no radio, so people were all the time out. So now it's different.
And during the times of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, of course, coffee house culture was very important, also here in Prague. If you look at the landscape of cafes in the city now, what role do you think do they still play? What importance do they have today?
I think that the importance might be the same as before, you know, because people still like very much going out, and mainly in Prague, people were always out, even during the socialist era. I remember that we were out every night, you know, in cafes or in pubs, and this remains the same as before. So I think that the role of cafes and little restaurants and pubs is very important, that people can meet someplace after work, you know, or they are even meeting at Montmartre to work because they are working over scenario scripts, you know, and so on.
You mentioned that this place, this cafe, was closed for 50 years. I'm imagining it was linked to the communist regime. Why did it close down?
It was closed down even before the communist era. It was closed down during the Second World War, when they closed it down, and then it remained closed until, let's say, early 90s. Of the last century, of course, when they started, I mean, the city of Prague, to restore the whole building.
And who was behind the effort to actually reopen this cafe here?
Well, it was our effort, but the truth is that it's the city of Prague one. They were trying to remind that wonderful history of Montmartre. So they were looking for someone who would reopen cafe, let's say, in the same style, or apparently in the same style as it was before. And so the choice was that this was us, so we did it.
And how attached have you become to this cafe over the years?
Well, I liked it as a girl, you know, because I'm a Prague girl, you know. So I remember that we were coming here to this little street, Řetězová, which was a very horrifying street. It was very dark, and building all around was really falling down, you know. They were in a very bad state. So, and then so many years after, there was this opportunity which occurred, and it always reminds me those old days when we were kids and we were just playing around, you know, and not be able really to enter this street because there was some kind of fear.
And how difficult was the renovation process?
The renovation was very, very difficult because it was completely renovated. I mean, there are four floors, and the city did everything very properly. So we are very satisfied with the reconstruction. And as far as our participation, we took that activity mainly as far as for interiors.
And where was all this furniture and all the pictures stored while this was just a paper warehouse? Was it in this actual building still, or?
No, there was nothing at all. It took us 1 year to find the furniture from that time, you know. So it means that we were buying and collecting it for about 1 year or a year and a half before we had enough of tables, chairs, sofas, lighting and everything, you know. So this is not originally from Montmartre, but it's originally the same epoch, the same time.
And you are coming up on your 100-year anniversary. Could you tell our listeners if you have any special events planned to mark this occasion?
Yes, we are planning at the beginning of the new season. It means at the beginning, let's say, of October, to do a few performances, cabaret, because this was a place where there were many, many cabarets every almost every night, as far as what we have heard, you know, from people. So we will try to do something similar and somehow celebrate 100 years of MoMATRA.